and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer, bringing the program to you with the opening song, our theme song, No One Else, composed and performed by the great Gregory Stafford. Good to have you with us as we get ready to take a look at kids, or if you will, children, or if you will, newborns and new beginnings. Newborns and new beginnings. I want to ask you, how many of you have had a beautiful addition to the family this year? Whether it was January, April, 2 weeks ago, doesn't matter, any time this year, you had a new addition to the family as a new baby was born, a new child born into the family. Child may be, for some of you, a son, for some of you, a daughter, for some of you, a niece or a nephew, for some of you, a grandson or a granddaughter. How many of you had a new child born into the family? Let's not forget about those great grandchildren. It can be so exciting when a child, a new baby, is born into the family. Tremendous joy can be part of the equation. Talking about a child being born, and just on the surface, new life. That's obvious, but think about how significant it is. The new life is what's bringing the excitement and the joy. How many of you have been there with the mother while she was delivering? A lot of pain involved in the process of delivering. In fact, quite a bit of pain can be involved in the process of carrying the baby. And then the pain of delivering the baby. And people there trying to comfort and strengthen and encourage the mother while she's in the process of delivering that precious baby. Some people massaging, some people speaking encouraging words. And on it goes. As we work and work and work to finally have our newborn out here with us, out of the womb and into our arms. Out of the womb and onto our chests for the mothers, the breasts. And they talk about how it is so significant that the baby be able to feel skin-to-skin contact as soon as possible, especially as the baby is being held tenderly yet firmly next to the mother. How about you fathers? How many of you remember the first time you held your baby and you knew someone precious was in your arms? Someone special was in your arms. And we have those instances where tears are flowing, not only from the eyes of the mother once the baby has been delivered, but often from the eyes of the father. How about the eyes of sisters to the mother, moms to the mother, who are in the delivery room with them at the time of delivery? Midwives, OBGYNs, wherever it happened for you, you knew that something special was happening when the baby was being born. New life, joy, promise of good to come. How many of you wondered what the child would become later in life? How many of you had already decided what the child would become later in life? So much potential. How about someone who might start a trash pickup company? Start out with one or two trucks, just picking up the garbage, taking it to the landfill. Over time, expanding. Six trucks. And now instead of just taking garbage to the landfill, That which has to be taken to the landfill is taken to the landfill, but now they've expanded the operations, the nature of the operations, so that they're able to take recyclables to the place where they will be recycled. Maybe they're composting yard trash and other trash, just doing so much to help the environment in which we live by picking up that of which we are disposing. Take it from us, take it someplace else where that which can be useful becomes useful. How about another attorney? How about another doctor? How about another professional singer who's giving us songs with lyrics that have such great meaning that they build us up, help us become better people? A composer of songs, a composer of poetry. How about an electrical engineer? How about a great welder doing what they do at work, but also on their regular job, but also on the side, doing some welding that just serves a great purpose for many? How about someone who comes up with an invention that maybe really fine-tunes something that's been out there before, but this invention brings about such a change, such a tremendous tweak to it, that people get a lot more benefit from it? How about the person who invents something very, very different from anything that's ever been out there? And it helps us with health matters, or maybe it helps us with regards to how we clean our homes. I mean, there was not always a person who was on the scene who invented air conditioning. But finally, that person came along. Who gave birth to that person? Air conditioning that helps us in our homes, helps us with the comfort level and health level, because there are people who die from heat strokes. You can be miserable getting too hot. Air conditioners helping us in our places of work, our places of worship, in our automobiles. Who gave birth to the person who invented the air conditioner? Who gave birth to the person who invented the heater? So much more sickness during the winter months when it gets cold and people begin to catch the flu and colds and other viruses. So many things that kick in during the winter months that don't kick in during the spring and summer months. People's bodies being broken down more quickly because of that. The assault of the cold on our bodies. And someone decided, hey, you're going to be in your automobiles, you're going to be in your homes, you're going to be in your places of worship, the places where you work. We're going to make heating available to you. Who gave birth to the person who created, who invented heaters? And on we could go. I mean, who gave birth to the person who invented the first car? The person who invented the airplane wasn't always on the earth, but eventually that person was born. Who would have known the potential that lay in that person who designed the first airplane? And from what I understand, that came from Egypt. The first working prototype of an airplane came from Egypt in Africa, centuries and centuries ago. How about the person who invented the study of mathematics? Who would have known when that child was being swaddled in blankets and being breastfed that one day that child would come up with the subject of mathematics? And on we go. You see where we're going with this. The potential of that child, that newborn, who knows who that child is to become down the road? And the promise, the prospect of what the child may contribute to the family, what the child may eventually contribute to society, can be exciting in and of itself. Just wondering and watching a child grow, watching a child develop over the months and over the years, finding out what that child is inclined towards, what the child's penchant is, what the child's natural interests are. And we're trying to figure out, hey, what if this is this child's calling? This is this child's great mission? Or these things, because, hey, not everyone has just one thing, just one major contribution that they can make to society. Some people have several major contributions they can make. What is the potential of this newborn? Interesting that the child can bring so much to our minds. I imagine some children are born into the family. In fact, we know this is true. Some children are born into the family, and some parents begin to think back on their own lives, and they begin to think about some of the great things that they either did or some of the great things that they wanted to do. And either way, as they think about the great things they did, say, for example, in athletics, whether as a cheerleader or a baseball player, you name it, great accomplishments, awards won, trophies hanging on the sitting on the mantelpiece, you know, just different things. Great, a number of mathematics awards won over the years. And they think back to how great they could have become had they continued to pursue big time what they had been pursuing somewhat when they were younger. But they didn't get there. They didn't make it to greatness. And so they try to live their lives through their children and try to get their children to become what they did not become. Sometimes our children can bring back memories, revive dreams. And as long as we don't make the mistake of trying to make the children live the lives that we did not live, we're probably going to be okay. But when we're trying to make the children live the lives we did not live, whether it was due to failure, neglect, lack of opportunity, you name it, we're putting something on the child that shouldn't be there. Shouldn't be forcing a child to revive our dreams and live our past dreams. We know about parents who have done this on the dance floor, getting the children into dance, try to make the children great so that the parents will feel greater themselves. Trying to get the child to be a great, great pianist or great, great baseball player, and pushing the child beyond where that child really wants to go at that point in his or her life. Don't want to do that because we don't want to make the mistake of taking that potential and squashing it, crushing it, stifling it. We want to make sure that we're doing all that we can to find out what dream the child should be dreaming and try to help the child develop that dream. Because again, this is not our life. Yes, our child, but not our life. The child's life is the child's life. And we should be helping the child live the child's best life by helping the child discover his or her own best dream. New beginnings, children and new beginnings, newborns and new beginnings. We definitely want to be able to help them enjoy what they've been, discover what they've been called to do and enjoy doing what they've been called to do. But in the meantime, there's something else we need to consider. What I'm talking about now are some of the obvious thoughts and considerations regarding newborns and new beginnings. When it comes to new beginnings, though, what else can we be learning from the new addition to the family? Let's begin to explore that in just a few minutes.